following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on ChicagoBears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Miller Lite.
So happy to have you with us live from Bourbonnais. Zach Zaidman with you. Pleased to be joined by the quarterback of the Bears, Jay Cutler, and one of his new toys for the 2012 season, a familiar face. His former receiver in Denver, and the newest receiver on the Bears, Brandon Marshall. Now, earlier this week, and I don't want to bog Jay down with TMZ-like questions about the family and all that kind of stuff, but earlier this week, Brandon said this about you, Jay. He said that you walk around thinking that you're his father. So, Mr. Drummond, tell me about your son.
What's up, little guy? How you doing over there?
Hey, Pops.
We had a good day today. A little rusty, but we'll figure it out by the end of camp.
It's funny. Mike Tice took this when he met with the media today. Took this as an opportunity to make it a coaching moment, if you will.
What's a coaching moment?
He said he was not pleased that certain aspects of the offense, it looked like the team as a whole looked like you guys had never played together after spending the whole offseason looking good and improving. So it's one of those things. Day one of camp. What'd you take away from the first practice?
I feel good. I mean, I don't like to say anything till we watch film. There's so many ups and downs in practice, and I think we're all, a lot of us out there, perfectionists. And when things go bad, you kind of dwell on them for a few plays. So until we go back and watch the film, and really, it's never as good as you think it is, and it's never as bad as you think it is. So, there was a few bad plays out there. There was a few miscommunications, but overall. I thought we would have moved the ball well in a game-like situation.
For me, I can only speak for myself. I'm definitely not where I want to be, but the good thing about it is the beginning of camp, first day of camp. So excited that, have a lot of room to grow and look forward to the work.
All right, let's go back to when you guys first met each other. How did this budding friendship get created? Do you remember the moment? Was there a single moment?
I think when I had to buy him dinner one night, and he's been texting me ever since. Just won't leave me alone.
Sometimes he replies.
Sometimes I don't.
Well, that's why, I guess, earlier today, Brandon said you guys are like the odd couple.
why do you say that?
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Brandon is a, Brandon likes the cameras. Brandon likes the attention. he doesn't shy away from it. I think I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I'd prefer to stay away from him, and, we'll just let Brandon do everything.
So you're saying if Brandon was walking a dog.
I'll say Brandon would prefer this would be on television rather than radio.
Right.
Well, yeah, I was a little shocked.
He's got the soulful sound, though.
He's probably pissed off about it right now. I thought this was going to be on camera. What's going on right now?
So basically what you're saying is if Brandon was walking his dog, yeah, on the street, and all of a sudden, one of those ninja paparazzi people, yeah, just pop by.
I'm smiling.
He would smile.
Oh, absolutely. Buy him lunch, get it, exchange phone numbers. Hey, I'm going to be over here tomorrow. I'll see you there.
So how do you guys get along? Because that's the exact opposite of who you are, Jay.
Yeah, sometimes people, opposites work sometimes.
And that's off the field. Now, on the field, what makes this combination special?
I think we're both driven to be at the top of our game out here, and we push each other. Brandon, if I miss a throw, Brandon's gonna let me know, and when Brandon, slips out of a cut or something and isn't where he's supposed to be, I'm gonna let him know. So, both expect each other to play at a very high level.
Jay Cutler, Brandon Marshall, a guest here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Give me an example back in the day in Denver of something impromptu that happened during a game, where you just beat the other team in the middle of a drive because of something you guys came up with during the huddle.
The Titans game, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that was a big play. We put in a play, a special play that we put in a play at the beginning of the week, that we thought would work against them. And, we went out there, we called it at the wrong time, and I kind of broke my route off, and Jay was on the same page, and it was a big play, and it gave us momentum.
Scored. Yeah, scored a touchdown.
Brandon
was supposed to, the safety was supposed to come down, and Brandon was supposed to kind of just fly right by him, but safety stayed back, so Brandon, you know, pushed it on an outcut, and, you know, lucky enough, I saw him and hit him, and he broke a tackle and scored, and we ended up winning, beating the Titans on a, maybe a Sunday night, something like that.
Well, it, you know, that's just one, you know, that's just one moment. There's so many plays, you know. I remember the drive against San Diego where, I mean, you know, that was our rivals in Denver. And, you know, they had the best of us, I should say. And this one game, you know, we were just on fire. And, you know, we really wanted it bad. And I remember we got into the red zone, and Jay just looked at me and gave me a signal. And the coaches didn't tell us to do it and didn't know what we were doing. And we ended up scoring. And from that point on, they just let us go.
I don't think we knew we were doing a lot of time. Just just having to work out sometimes.
But let me give you an idea, because this is something Bears fans are not used to. Mm-hmm. Your last year together in Denver, 2008, Pro Bowl seasons for both of you. Brandon had 104 receptions. The Bears as a franchise have been around since 1920. Just with the Cardinals, oldest franchise in the league. It's happened just once where a Bear receiver's had 100 receptions. And this is what's scary, too. That year you had 1,260-plus yards of receiving. Since 1920, Bears have only had two receivers do that. Jay threw for more than 4,500 yards of passing, which would be the all-time single-season mark for the Bears by more than 700 yards. So things are going to be different here this year, aren't they?
Yeah, but I don't want to get into that trap of numbers. And, you know, when I first got here, I kind of fell into that trap. So, you know, whatever the defense gives us, we're going to take advantage of it. You know, if Brandon gets 80 catches or Brandon has 120 catches, you know, we're not going to force things. We're not going to, you know, and we're not going to put a mark on where Brandon should be.
All right, so when we come back, what we're going to do is find out what is new about the Bears offense in general, what makes it different from the offense that fans have seen for the last couple of years. Jay Cutler, Brandon Marshall, our guests here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access rolls on live from Bourbonnais with Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall. I'm Zach Zaidman. Before we left, we talked a little bit about the offense. You don't want to put numbers on what you guys can do, but give me an idea of what this offense is going to look like.
I will. I'll put numbers on it. Jay, I want 145 catches. I want 2,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, and it's all on Jay.
He's really, really realistic. That's what I like to hear.
That's
impossible, by the way. There's no way. If you do that, you owe him a car. I mean, that would be something.
You know, honestly, though, you know, as far as individual stats, the way I look at it, you know, I mean, I could have a big year, but I also can have, you know, just average numbers when you look at what we have on our roster. You know, I think teams definitely have to try their best to take out, you know, Hester and Earl and myself. And, you know, if that happens, you know, we got that beast in the backfield that can run just crazy and probably put the whole team on the shoulder. So any given Sunday, you know, it could be any of us that have a big game. So as far as just one player having a big year, you know, it could be any of us.
But, I mean, in terms of just offensive philosophy, what's it going to look like? Because now that you've had a full off season, you have the playbook, you've started training camp, do you have an idea of what this thing's going to look like?
Yeah, we have an idea.
One that you can share without letting the whole world know your secrets.
You know, we're pulling some stuff that we did in Denver that me and Brandon are both comfortable with. And, you know, with Jeremy Bates coming over and helping out now, where, you know, he's going to do a lot of with the passing game and install some stuff that I really like and things that I've been successful with. Our running game is going to be a lot of rollover with Tice being the offensive coordinator. Protections are going to be a lot of rollover stuff, formations. So it's going to be kind of a mixture of different philosophies and different offenses, you know, because we've got some of Mike's stuff from last year, Mike Martz, that is, and we got Tice's stuff that he did with the Vikings and the Jags, and then with JB, all the stuff from Denver and Seattle that he's kind of made his own. So it's you know, it's stuff that I feel really good about. I like I said today, I thought it was a good day. We're only going to get better. We're going to try to get the ball to these guys and let them work. You know, not a lot of big drop stuff. 3 and 5 step drops get out of my hands, and let our athletes have the ball.
The reason I'm asking is because if you look
at it. Because you're an offensive guru yourself.
No,
so.
That's, you ask questions when you don't know the answer, right? And obviously, I'm not even a defensive guru to make you feel better. But
well, are you a guru of anything?
No.
Would you say that?
I'm a worker bee. You know, I got my hard hat. I've got the hard hat, the lamp, the lunch
pail,
the shovel.
Manage,
I go to work.
Who did you convince to give you a radio show? That's my question.
I'm affable. Come on.
Okay.
I mean, and how did I get you to come here along with Brandon? That's the impressive thing.
Yeah.
But
pay us.
Yeah. But the the thing that I find interesting is from the outside, you look at what you guys did under the previous offensive coordinator. You had one prior to the injury. You had one 18 of 26 games during the regular season,
yeah.
and you went to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
So it looks successful. So what didn't you like that is now being incorporated that needs to happen?
Yeah, you know, we had to overcome some stuff game in, game out. You know, just philosophy-wise, I had a hard time getting a real grasp of what we were trying to do. You know, took a lot of hits, took a lot of sacks, which is, I mean, it's hard to play week in and week out when you're doing that kind of stuff. A lot of second and longs, a lot of third and longs. So, you know, my first 3 years in Denver, I was used to a different style of football. And, you know, and once you have success in that type of football, it's kind of hard to break that bond. So we're kind of getting back into that mentality, which is something I'm a little more comfortable with.
You know, Brandon, I think this holds true for you, Jay, too. You can make a case that as professionals, you've never been on a team overall. I'm talking about what will end up being the 53-man roster with more talent than you have here.
No question. I mean, there's so many big names on this team. It's ridiculous. You know, the defensive side of the ball, and then, you know, with Brandon and Matt and Devin and Earl and all the guys that we have on offense, it's a very, very talented group. You know, we'll see how the O-line shakes out and the D-line. And, you know, once we get those two groups solidified, it's going to be a tough team to beat.
Give me a scouting report on this receiving core. You've been very high on Devin Hester.
Yeah.
Did you see him today?
Once again, continuing what he did throughout the offseason.
He was on fire.
But there will be critics that say, well, you know what, the pads aren't on. He doesn't have to worry about a defensive back.
That's fine. Let's keep the dude under the radar. He's going to have a horrible year.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's going to play for us. That's fine.
Okay, what's different with him?
It's different offense. Let Brandon talk. He knows more.
Well, you know, I can't speak on the past few years, but so far it seems like we challenge each other. You know, like Devin and I, you know, it's we both know our roles, but we compete. You know, I mean, even when we were doing the installation in the playbook, you know, we got together and we were playing pool and we just questioned each other throughout, you know, OTAs and mini camp. And you know, even with Earl, we just push each other and we hold each other accountable. And I've never been a part of a group like that, you know, and everyone knows their role and do their best, you know, trying to be consistent at it. And, you know, it just doesn't stop there, you know, with Earl and Devin and myself. You know, you have some other guys behind us that are ready to go and that are working hard. So we have a great group and we're excited about it.
It's a big group, Jay.
Yeah. It is a big group, but it's a, you know, usually with the receivers, you know, you get a one that's kind of difficult to handle. You know, they, like I talked about, you know, they're different. They're different cats. They just are.
Who's that, Dan Schausenbacher?
Huh?
That's Danny.
No,
he's a difficult one.
No, you've been a difficult one in the past. So you always have the kind of a wild card that's hard. And this group, I tell you what, I mean, they're fun to work with. They come to work. They're professionals about it, and they're always kind of challenging each other. And doesn't really matter who gets the ball. So they make it fun to work with, you know, with B and Dev and Earl, and even Eric Weems is coming in from Atlanta. And, you know, I think everyone's been pleasantly surprised with him. And you know, Dane and all those other cats we have, and the rookie. Mm-hmm. So it's a good group. It's a fun group.
Yeah.
Did he just call you a diva, Brandon? I mean, I think that's what he was saying.
Oh, hold on, let me.
He doesn't mind
time
that.
Divas don't
mind to be called divas. They actually enjoy it, right? Is that true or not?
When I got
is
to
that
my,
true or not?
Well, hold on, let me ask.
Yes,
this question.
That's a yes.
When I got to Miami, people start calling me a diva. So Jay can answer this question.
All right.
Label me, please, so I know. Am I a diva? Be honest, too.
In the past, you That's why he's smiling, because he's lucky we're not on camera.
You basically, and I was watching you, when Brandon was introduced as a Bear, remember that the big press mm-hmm. conference? That's yeah. your first chance to kind of show the Chicago media and fans that you've changed. Mm-hmm. I think Jay was kind of sitting in the corner. I don't think he recognized who that guy at the podium was.
Yeah. Brandon's definitely, I mean, he's definitely, I think we've all matured. I mean, we've been in the league for a while. We've been through ups and downs in our career, personal life, and you know, you learn from your mistakes and you grow. And you know, you can definitely see that when you talk to Brandon, when we go to meetings, and I play with Brandon on the field. So it's gonna be a fun year. I think a lot of that stuff's behind us, and it's just things we're looking forward to.
But you never answered the question. Yeah. Am I a diva?
There we go. It's a good interview.
At this exact moment?
Yes.
No, sir, you are not.
How about this? We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, I want you to give us an illustration of diva-like antics by Brandon. Because obviously he's a changed man.
Please. Do you really want me to do this?
Yeah. Think about it. Keep it clean.
I have it.
One good one.
Hold on.
All
right. Yeah. When we come back, we'll get the story. Jay Cutler, Brandon Marshall having some fun here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago Bears gear up for the first time at Soldier Field this 2012 season. Tickets are on sale now for Comcast Bears Family Fest, presented by Chase on Friday, August 3rd. Festivities kick off at 4 p.m. outside Soldier Field, and live Bears practice starts at 7 p.m. Enjoy kid-friendly activities, a chance to win autographs from Bears players, and a great fireworks show. Tickets are just $8, so bring your friends and the entire family. Visit ChicagoBears.com now to get tickets to Comcast Bears Family Fest, presented by Chase on August 3rd, also brought to you by Jewel Osco, Miller Lite, and WBBM 780 AM and 105.9 FM.
Bears All Access continues live from Bourbon A with Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall. I'm Zach Zaidman. Should we get people to tweet to my Twitter account questions to ask you guys later on in the show?
Are you just fishing for more followers?
No, I'm not one of those guys. And you're off Twitter. You never really explained why.
You know, I don't want to explain it. We have better things to talk about in the show, don't we? But yes, let's tweet into what's your Twitter?
At Zach Zaidman, ZachZaidman.
It's a tough one.
Still figure it
Kindergarten
out.
Kindergarten wasn't fun, I'm guessing.
Or just tweet Brandon. He's got a Twitter account. It's B Marshall.
Tweet some questions if you want some questions, and we'll maybe some pick some good ones.
Yeah. Hey, like Jay said, I love the attention. So, hey, follow me, B Marshall.
He's not joking.
He is being serious.
Get back to the diva.
Yeah, hold on. We got to take care
more,
of some business.
More about Brandon. Back to Brandon. This conversation is veering off. Let's get back to Brandon.
Want to remind you to tune in to Bears Insider, brought to you by McDonald's, featuring Jeff Joniak and Bears head coach Lovie Smith, Monday nights at 7 p.m. starting August 27th on our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. All right, so before the break, I asked for one clean version of a Brandon Marshall diva story from his days in Denver.
Goodness. Well, we had Brandon would drop a ball or something would happen. He'd slip and he'd pick up the ball and either A, punt it as far as he could, or B, throw it about 60 yards over a fence, over trees, into the next lot. When you'd see like a ball boy have to run after and get it. And this, once a week or so.
Now, to be fair, because he probably doesn't remember this, Brandon, I believe early on in your Bears career, Jay, out here on the practice field in Bourbon A, I believe, and I don't know the reason, remember you took a ball, you chucked it at one of the tents? And you're accurate, so for you to do that,
I think was that just throwing it away?
No. I probably rubbed off on him. and also, to be fair to me, I apologize to the ball boys beforehand. I'll go to them and I say, hey guys,
you're digging your hole even deeper, because that's premeditated diva behavior.
Yeah, after that one across the over the trees, I felt bad and I stopped doing it.
Now, how has Jay changed from? Because you hear what gets said about him.
Yeah, in every way, you know. But like I always say, you know, it's not just for professional athletes. It's for people and for everyone. You know, if you're staying the same, then you're really not living. So like Jay said earlier, you know, we always try to push ourselves to be better and to be great men. And with Jay, you know, every year he's getting better, you know, in everything that he does. And you know, that's just the type of guy he is. And so to answer that question, I would say in every aspect of his life, you know, and that just comes with maturity and that just comes with the experience.
Earlier today, you told NFL Network, this is a Hollywood story, this reunion.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean,
where are you on NFL Network?
Hey, bro, you know, I have to get my TV time, man. I mean, it just doesn't happen in professional sports, you know, to basically have a franchise quarterback and a really good receiver and also a very talented young play caller and split them up. And
split up the whole crew. Peyton out.
I mean, we had the group of core guys that you would need on the team to really win and win for a long time. And you know, for that to come back, you know, slowly but surely, it's unheard of. It's unheard of on this level, you know. And that sucks for the guys who let it happen.
Can you, when you look back, are you stunned that they dismantled what was a very nice nucleus, at least on one side of the ball?
You know, you would think, but weirder things are happening. It's sports. It's, you know, get some different personalities in there, different philosophies, and, you know, some guys want their own guys, and that's kind of what happened down there.
And then for you guys to be able, at least for part of that group, to be able to come back on one team, and a team, you guys said it earlier, that's probably better overall than the team you were on. When you're in that kind of situation, you know the league does – things don't last forever in this league. So when you have an opportunity like this year, you got to take advantage of it.
Yeah. You know, we'll see how it all unfolds. And, you know, there's a lot of variables out there, what happens in a season. But, you know, we feel very confident about our team. We got a good mixture of young guys and veterans and some guys that have been in some big games and know how to win. So, you know, we'll start off with the Colts and go from there.
For the best Bears game day coverage on the go, text BEARS to 51288 to get the Chicago Bears official app. We're with Brandon Marshall and Jay Cutler here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Did you have a chance a couple of weeks ago, Brandon, to listen to this guy at Wrigley Field flex what wasn't a very soulful sound?
You know what? It was bad.
Hey, guess what? I had a feeling this was going to come, so I downloaded Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to sing it.
No, I actually –
Here, you guys ready? Listen. You guys want to hear it? I mean, come on. Do you want to sing or you don't want to do this?
How about this? And I think Brandon will agree with me on this. How about
– Go ahead, B. You're up. What's wrong, guys?
How about giving him a song that I think he'd feel a little bit more comfortable singing? A chance to redeem yourself. Yeah. How about Bear Down Chicago Bears?
Hey, look at me. What is my profession? What do I do? Am I on? Do you see my singles on iTunes?
Are you not an entertainer?
Search me on iTunes and see if I come up.
But you knew.
I don't.
But
usually Jay's prepared, and I think he got caught off. Caught off guard because he started off fast, and it was really slow. You have to go slow. And
all right. Well, I'm probably tone deaf, but I was prepared. I know the words.
You know the words, but the tempo.
It's a slow song. It really is.
The tempo. Usually you're prepared, you know, usually you do your due diligence, but
don't worry, you know,
when you went to the ballpark,
it's not going to slow me down. I'll do it again next year. Maybe it's even worse. Maybe it's better.
Yeah, bro, you just can't wing it all the time.
It's literally four lines. What do you want me to do?
So
have you done it?
Why did it make national news?
That's a very good question. But have you done it?
No.
Okay. Why don't you do it there, big guy?
Hey, if I do it, boy, we need the cameras, boy. I need
They have cameras there. they got everything you need. They got everything you need.
Hey, I need.
They got the whole diva package.
I need more than four lines.
Whole diva package.
I need more than four lines.
Is there a diva package in the Bears offense?
Yeah, it's just throw it to Brandon whenever he's open. Just throw it to Brandon.
I'm gonna give you a chance. I mean, we can have the guys back in the studio play the music, but you want to sing Bear Down?
No, I'm not. We just went over this.
Well, no, we can have Brandon do it. I mean, if
anyone's singing on this show, it's going to be you.
I promise you, it will not be me.
Time for a break.
All right, let's do that. When we come back, some of your tweets, and we've also got the game show that we always play on the show coming up next, right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Stop chipping, I'm chipping off the power. Along with Brandon Marshall and Jay Cutler, I'm Zach Zabeman. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Subway, Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. on Fox Chicago starting September 9th, and Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago starting September 2nd. It's all part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. We've got a whole bunch of different tweets here, people wanting to know the inside stuff between Jay and Brandon. So let's begin the festivities, since Jay is refusing to sing and Brandon, I know Brandon wants to sing.
That's
what receivers do. I mean, he's thinking about it. I'll let you think of a song maybe at the end of the show. This one, did Jay and Brandon ever think their tweets about playing in Chicago together would come true?
That was a conspiracy.
I kind of did. I don't think Brandon did.
Were you lobbying? And at any point, did they come to you and say, hey, we're thinking of doing this?
No comment.
Did you lobby as opposed to them coming to you? Did you go to them, hey, let's get this guy?
I thought it was
they read Twitter.
Well, I thought it was a long shot, you know, and like what Jay said, when I got traded, I actually went in, you know, like a week later, I went into the facility and said bye to all the guys and met with the GM with the Dolphins, and we sat down and talked. He actually gave me a history lesson of the Bears. He was a ball boy here.
And, yeah, Jeff Ireland.
Yeah, Jeff. And,
so bizarre.
You know, one of the things he said to me is like, hey, I saw your tweets. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I think Phil Emery's done a fabulous job in his first offseason here of acquiring some players, going after some players. Maybe we got them, maybe we didn't. But he's trying to put the best possible team out there.
And it's a well-rounded team.
It is. It is. You know, there's some stuff we can work on. There's some stuff we can get better at. But as far as the players across the board, we're definitely better than we were last year. No question about it.
Got another question here for you guys. This one is about that little scuffle between the two of you in Miami on that primetime game.
Brandon's other diva moment.
Yeah, Brandon. For those that don't, Brandon had a ball on the sidelines, and he threw it at you.
Yeah, he did.
And it was like a little flip.
Was it a tiff?
It was a personal foul penalty is what it was.
Yes, it was. So you took it.
It was 15
yards.
It's
one of the few times you actually saw Cutler smile on the camera.
It's a 15-yard penalty going the other way. So happy to take those free yards from his diva-like behavior.
What did you say? It looked like you were like, I don't want to repeat what I thought you said, but like for me it was fun. But it looked like it was personal for you.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, what did you say?
I don't remember.
Oh, looked personal.
Did it?
Yeah.
I think I probably said, thanks for the 15 yards, Brandon. Go get him, buddy.
Whoever was the backup quarterback, he actually protected you. Like, he put his hand there like, oh.
Yeah, he blocked because I was going to catch it. And he, like, tipped it out of the air. I was like, dude, come on. I got hands.
Who was that?
It might have been Caleb.
Yeah, it was Caleb. Here's another question. Brandon, do you think you could take Peanut Tillman one-on-one with Jay under center?
What?
I don't know. I'm just reading the questions.
Yeah, you know, it's a little give and take. You know, he wins some, I win some. You know, that's the good thing about that matchup every day. You know, it's like playing checkers.
Playing one
of like that.
Playing checkers.
It's definitely different. Chess. It threw me for a loop. I was like, who's red, who's black? It's confusing. Yeah.
Playing one-on-one as a corner is hard. It's hard. That's hard duty.
In this league, with the kind of receivers that you just have in this division. I mean, they got Brandon with the Bears.
I mean, just trying to line up one-on-one against a receiver day long is...
It's not set up for them to win.
That's going
to
be a tough battle.
And you like that, though, because now you have one of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole, you know, idea behind offensive football is you want to find your best matchup, your best one-on-one, your best player against one of their worst players. And if you can take advantage of those opportunities and those matchups, you know, you're usually going to be ahead towards the end of the game.
I don't know if you know this. There's so much Jay, about the inability to audible over the last couple of years and the ability to audible
really,
now.
Can you really tied up about that?
Why is it a big deal? Or is it even a bit? Because you told me earlier this offseason, it's not really something you enjoy doing.
I mean, it's not something. There's a time and a place for it. You know, there's a time to have two plays, and there's a time just to, you know, trust your coaches and go with what's called. You know, you just don't want to get into a play where you have zero answers. If we have a play called and they have every answer covered up, then okay, let's change the play. Let's get out of something. But sometimes the defense is going to win, and you got to throw it away, or you just got to eat it and move on to the next one.
Is that one of the biggest changes that we'll see? I'm not necessarily talking about audibling, but just flexibility with a game plan during the game, where if a team has you, you kind of switch things around a little bit so you don't feel like you're running into a wall every time.
Yeah, I mean, there will be some times where we have two plays called in the huddle. We have some straight-up audibles where we go a different way. But, I mean, there's going to be some times where, we call a run and we get 1 yard, or we lose two, or we get sacked on a play. The defense is going to win from time to time.
I was watching some footage of your time in Denver together. Jeremy Bates, he gets in your face. I mean, he's not quiet as a coach.
No, I mean, Jeremy's a lot. I mean, I think he's in the same mold as me and Brandon. He's very passionate about this game, and he takes it personally.
You guys talk back to him. I mean,
absolutely.
There's some good stories.
We'll butt heads and we'll go at it. But at the end of the day, we're all on the same team. We're all striving to do the same thing. And I think as we get older,
No, you're still going to yell at him, and vice versa.
I think we come to understanding, and we're probably going to get over it a lot quicker. There's going to be some times where we have a little tiff and yell at each other, but, 30 seconds later, let's call the next play. Let's keep moving.
Now, I think Jeremy and I's relationship is to a point where he just look at me. Like even today, there were some plays out there, and I just come to the sideline, and I just felt his eyes on me like, yo, come on now.
So, that's good.
Yeah.
He's smiling.
He understands how to deal with a diva now.
Right. But I like the fact.
I thought you said I wasn't a diva anymore.
I do want to clear up. Brandon is not. Actually, he's not a diva these days. He's a very good teammate and someone I'm looking forward to. But the first 3 years, yes, diva.
Got to take a time out here. When we come back, we'll play Are You a Bears Authority, brought to you by Sports Authority. And also, I promised I wouldn't ask any TMZ questions, but the people on Twitter, there are few of them. So we'll run those by you. And
blame the people on Twitter.
You don't have to answer them, but I'll throw them out there. Jay Cutler, Brandon Marshall with us here on Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Oh. We are just a few minutes away from playing Are You a Bears Authority? Brought to you by Sports Authority with Brandon Marshall and Jay Cutler here on Bears All Access. Zach Zabin with you on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. But before we get to the game, I did mention that, fans have some interesting questions via Twitter. And one of them that I've gotten here is, Brandon, are you going to be the best man at Jay's wedding eventually?
Absolutely not. I probably won't even get an invitation. So...
It's very private. You're not, so it doesn't seem like...
Brandon will be there.
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, you won't be there.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Is it going to be a big thing or a small thing?
Does it look like I make these decisions?
Well, you know the decision maker.
I do know the decision maker, but she's got other things that she's dealing with at this point.
I did learn this offseason from her on Twitter.
From her?
Yeah, from her. You apparently...
You stalk her Twitter?
I do.
It's kind of weird.
It's the only way I can get news about you.
Okay.
Apparently, you're a good chef.
I get by. I think whenever you have a pregnant significant other, you usually take on a little bit more of the household duties, which I have done.
Gladly?
Gladly. And cooking is something I enjoy, and, I do it from time to time.
Tacos, lasagna.
Yeah.
I mean, you run the gamut. That's good. Yeah. A lot of flexibility.
Yeah, salads. I mean, what do you need?
Well, I don't want you to cook me anything.
Okay.
But if you are inviting me, some good salmon.
Salmon? Oh, we do salmon a lot.
Yeah, put it on the grill, make it happen.
Yeah, a little wood plank or something.
Yeah. There we go.
Can hook you
it's,
up,
it's like
man.
Bobby Flay's with me all of a sudden. All right, time to play Are You a Bears Authority, brought to you by Sports Authority, where I ask the guys a question. If you know the answer, just say your name. First person to say their name gets to answer. If you don't get it right, the next guy can go. Whoever's got the most right after seven questions wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. So, Jay, you're going to be playing for Bears fan T.J. Woodard. And, Brandon, you're going to be...
Let's go, T.J.!
Yeah, you're going to be playing, Brandon, for Bears fan Charles Alvarado.
Sorry, Charles.
And if listeners, you want to sign up for future games, go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page, where you can also listen to all of our shows. All right, question number one. In 2008, Jay became the third player in league history to throw for more than 4,500 yards and rush for more than 200 yards in a season. Which of these quarterbacks also accomplished the feat? A. Fran Tarkenton, B. Dante Culpepper, C. Steve Young, D.
Jay.
Jay.
Steve Young.
Oh, wow.
Wrong. Brandon, you can answer the question.
The first one, A.
Fran?
It's not Fran Tarkenton.
Is it D?
No, that's
it.
Next question.
It is not D. The answer was, but eventually you would get it right. It was Culpepper.
Wow.
And that's it's interesting.
What was the question again?
The question was, back in 08.
Yeah, speed it up.
You became the third player to throw.
To do what?
You became the third player in league history to throw for more than 4,500 yards and rush for more than 200 yards in a season.
Wow.
Which of the following quarterbacks accomplished the feat? So Dante Culpepper did it, okay. And so did Warren Moon, but he wasn't on the list. Mm. All right.
You have the... Wow. What's two
black
yards
guys. On that? Two
black guys and a white guy.
You know it. 200 yards is not that much, though.
Those are things that Brandon can say and we can't. All right, question two. Name one of the four.
You're about as white as they come.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm exotic. Name one of the four NFL teams that Josh McCown played for before he became a member of the Bears.
Jay.
Okay.
Oh, Raiders.
Yes. So Jay's up 1-0.
Question... These are all multiple choice. You threw us for a loop there.
Well, because there's so many teams, we'd be here for an hour. All right, question three. Brandon Marshall is one of three players to have over 1,000 receiving yards in each of the last 5 years. Which of these players also accomplished this?
Jay.
B. Come on, you got to let
Larry Fitzgerald.
You are correct.
Yes.
Wes Welker.
Wes Welker is another one, and Roddy White of the Falcons. Yeah, so see, he is a diva. He knows the numbers. I mean, but Jay is up 2-0. Question four. For this one, we're just going to...
B.
All right.
Go ahead.
He's going with B.
All right. For this one, we're just going to take the closest
is that
guess.
Is that how you used to do like Scantron tests?
Yes.
You just guess B or C?
Hey.
Just going in the middle.
I'm a 3.0 student.
He is fairly smart.
He's very smart. Yeah, go ahead.
But he didn't go to Vandy, so that's why I didn't call him Vandy smart. All right, anyway, how many total, and just get the closest number without going over for this one. How many total special teams touchdowns has Devin Hester scored in his career, including playoffs?
17.
It's on me. I said B first, remember?
And well, then he didn't say J, so it's
B,
still up
to
B.
B, J. 17.
Oh. 18.
Oh, my goodness. You hit it right on the nose. Jay Cutler getting it right. He knows his Bears. Jay up 3-0. So Jay wins the game.
Absolutely, I do.
If he gets this next question
Wait,
right.
Wait, what do you mean? Four questions have been...
I know. But if you get this question right, you win the game.
I already won the game. Well, I guess we could push. Okay, go ahead.
Right. See? Here we go. Question. And he knows his math. He went to Vandy. All right. Question five. Where did Matt Forte play his college
Jay.
Ball?
B.
Jay.
No, I said no.
I said Jay.
Tulane.
He said B.
Tulane. I played against
him. Was B an anthem?
I played against him.
B is his name.
In the hurricane.
All right. Yeah. Fine. I'll give him that one.
All right. So, okay. Here we go. Question number six. Brandon trying to rally here late. In what round of the 2008 NFL draft was tight end?
B. Go ahead. Finish the question.
No, you can't.
You got to answer it.
You got to answer now.
In 2001
what round?
Draft?
2008.
2008 NFL draft. You know how many rounds there are? Take a guess.
Second round.
No. In what round of the 2008 NFL draft was tight end Kellen Davis selected in?
Oh, come on.
Kellen was a...
He's a starter on the offense.
No, he doesn't
I know, but...
Well, they didn't throw much to the tight ends before
he was.
Came.
He was in 2000. See,
round,
I wasn't
third
here.
Round.
That is true. That you guys were in Denver.
Third round.
It's either third or fourth. I want to go with third.
Wrong. Fifth round.
Fifth
round.
A lot of value when you consider he was taken in the fifth round, and he was, you know, tall
so
enough to be
my guy TJ went in a little, went in some money, didn't he?
Yes.
No. One more question.
You'll ask the question for pride.
Yeah.
But TJ wins the gift certificate to Sports Authority. All right.
Welcome, TJ.
Question number seven. Bear safety Chris Conte nicknamed himself
Jay.
Yes.
Birdman.
What are your thoughts on, and that's correct, your thoughts on a guy on the team nicknaming himself as a rookie?
It's a bold move. he has t-shirts as well.
Who's that?
Jeez.
he's
a rookie?
Yeah. No, he's a second year man now, but last year.
He's one of the white.
I thought you was talking about Birdman from the Nuggets.
No, it's not Chris Anderson. He used to be
just
a
tried to cover that up.
Yeah, very different type of individual from my understanding. All right, we got to take a timeout. When we come back, we might give Brandon Marshall an opportunity.
Birdman.
Oh, man. We'll give him an opportunity to
sing. TJ, spend that money wisely.
Yes, congratulations, TJ. Jay Cutler, Brandon Marshall with us. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our final few moments here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, live in Bourbonnais with Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall, the odd couple, the Hollywood story.
I don't want it to end. I need 1,000 more followers.
You can probably come back tomorrow or next week or something.
Yeah, we'll welcome you every week if you want. I think Jay's had his dosage for the season.
Yep. See you next camp.
But I do have this question for you, because it's got to be tough. I mean, a lot of players have gone through it, but you know, when you know that there's a baby coming, and you have to leave, and because there are a lot of teams that train at their practice facility, mm-hmm. the Bears don't do that. How tough is that?
We'll find out. I've never done it if this is the first time.
It's not tough. We have a helicopter in the back waiting for him.
Did you get one?
For you, I got one. It's my gift to you.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Do I need to keep it?
No, it was rental.
Just a rental. You know, it's gonna be fun when it happens. You know, if it happens after camp or whenever it happens, and we'll take care of what we gotta take care of, and I'll get back to the team.
Now, Brandon, earlier you said that you're not afraid to sing.
Absolutely not.
So, if you want, the forum is yours, because we got a few minutes here left on the show before we get back to some hardcore football stuff.
I'll pass.
See, when push came to shove.
Nah, but I mean, he's got it. When he comes back next week.
Jay, what's my job off the field? What do I do?
I don't know.
You know what I do.
What do you do?
You know.
I have no idea.
We talked about it at Doc's office last week.
Oh, he thinks he's a model.
Thank you.
I did not just hear that on the radio, did I?
Yeah, I'm not a singer.
He's not a singer. He's a model.
Yeah.
And my modeling career is over because we had a little incident, and I had to get stitches under my lip.
Yeah, you can't even tell where he got stitches, but so, apparently his career.
It was his fault.
His career is crushed.
You ruined his modeling career.
Obviously.
If someone's just tuning into the radio right now and hasn't been listening, it's a very strange conversation for
modeling,
two football
his
players.
Modeling career ended 2 weeks ago.
And you know what?
Unfortunately.
I mean, I get up from doing the exercise and my mouth is full of blood and it's, you know, a big gash underneath my lip. And, you know, I was invalidated, you know. You know, instead of him saying, you know, Brandon, you know, we need to get you to the hospital. He says, oh, you don't need stitches. You know, you're okay. Come on, finish this set. I was almost tapped out. You know, I almost tapped out. And, you know, this guy, he didn't validate how I was feeling. And I think he needs to
validate's obviously the key word here.
Yeah, validation.
He likes to be validated, as all divas do.
Well, I'll take your word for it. I've never had to deal with one on the field the way you have. But he does make up for it with some big-time production.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll take a diva of his caliber.
So we're back to diva now.
Every day of the week.
Y'all are throwing this on me.
Well, it's one of those deals. Now, on the field, with a lot's been made about the offensive line. Yeah. And you'd never come on the radio and say that. If you didn't have confidence in them, you wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
But what makes you feel confident that the scheme, these guys that are here, that it's going to work so you guys can be the kind of team you want to be this season?
You know, I know at the end of the day we're not going to go into a game ill-prepared for what the defense is going to give us. We're going to be protected. Whether we have to keep, you know, eight in the box every play and work from there, or if we can, you know, scheme it where we can get, you know, four or five guys out. We're going to be protected. We're going to be sound. And, you know, we're going to do the best with what we have up front.
Is it important for you on game day to be able to have the kind of communication with both Jeremy Bates and Mike Tice? You can say, hey, this is what they're doing. we need to do something different here that maybe you didn't have the opportunity to do over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be flexible. You got to be able to change at a moment's notice. Defenses are changing, so we've got to be able to do the same. And I fully expect, and actually I know Tice and JB are going to do more than their share of that.
We got to say goodbye.
It's been tough. I want to say hello to Judy Spees out there, Kristen's mom, a big listener actually of your show, of 670. Loves listening. So
brownie points.
What's up, Jude?
And we appreciate that she loves our station. That's fantastic stuff. And
maybe not so much your show, but just this station more or less.
I wish we had another hour. I know you don't, but maybe we'll get Brandon on at some point again real soon.
Take me out to the ball game.
There he is.
Game.
There we go. Nice way to finish
take
off.
Me out
to the park.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, maybe we should.
Peanuts and crackers.
All right, we got to say goodbye. Thank you for Jay and Brandon. I'm Zach Zaidman. So long from Bourbon A. This has been Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
For the home team.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Sports Authority and has been sponsored by Toyota and Verizon.